One of the joys of Christmas and the joys of being part of the body of Christ is a little thing that we call Holy Communion, or some people call it Eucharist or the Lord's Last Supper. And the reason they call it Last Supper is the Last Supper that the Lord had with His disciples. But really what they were celebrating was deliverance from bondage in Egypt as they gathered for what they called the Passover meal. Jesus instituted something that was very special. The disciples didn't know it. They didn't understand exactly what He was doing. But on the night in which He gave Himself up for us, when they were gathering in the upper room, He took bread and He gave thanks, which is tradition in the Passover meal, or what they call the Seder. He took bread, and when He lifted it to heaven and He gave thanks, He said, "This bread will be My body broken for you." And then He asked a blessing upon us. "O God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the wheat, bless this bread." And then He broke it and gave peace to the disciples. And then when the supper was over, there's four cups in a Passover meal. The third cup in a Passover meal is the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. He did the same thing. And He said to him when He lifted that cup, He said, "This cup will represent the blood of the new covenant, which will be shed for the forgiveness of sin." Now, they had no clue that He was about to go to the cross. And they were puzzled by that. But then He also said that this cup, the blood of the new covenant, will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Now, they understood that because they knew there could not be any forgiveness of sin without the shedding of the blood. Again, He lifted the cup to heaven and He said, "O King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine, bless this cup." And then He told them, "Drink ye all of this." And so, in remembrance of these mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of the faith by saying, "Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." And we ask that God pour out His blessings upon these elements that we're going to use tonight. Little different than normal. Normally we have bread up here and a cup and wine. And we're able to come to the altar and we're able to serve you this special meal. But because of COVID and some of the other things that Tina was able to find these communion cups that are sanitized and sterilized and all that kind of stuff, and they were made for this particular purpose. I should have did this before. Always have a hard time getting that little piece of paper off. But inside that first cellophane part, thank you, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one, because when one's fallen down, the other one there comes to help me. And she lifted that little thing for me. In there you'll find a wafer. Now, if you're familiar with the Roman Catholic traditions or the Episcopal traditions and some of those ones, they don't use bread like we use. They use these little wafers. And you take this little wafer and you put it in your mouth. Jesus said to gather often and do this meal in remembrance of Him. It's bland. But then you pull it back and inside the cup is the juice. Welch's juice, just like we normally use. The blandness of that particular piece of bread comes alive when you take the juice. It livens up our taste buds. So this is a great Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God, because it is right to give thanks and praise to Him. And so with all the people on the earth and the company in heaven this night, Christmas Eve, we praise your name And we give you the glory as we praise. Holy, 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 God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So in remembrance of your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving on this wonderful holy night, Christmas Eve. Just remember this. Christ has died. Christ has risen. And he will come again.